Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do you want to improve your game faster and hit your driver longer? The good news is ShotScope can help you achieve your goals. ShotScope has products for every golfer, such as GPS watches, laser rangefinders, and shot tracking devices designed to lower scores and improve your golf by over 4 shots on average. I use the Pro LX Plus rangefinder on the course to get my distances. What I love most about ShotScope is tracking my game and reviewing my stats. The great news is your personalized stats are completely free with no yearly subscription. If I can use it, anyone can. Jump over to ShotScope.com today and find the perfect product for you. And remember to use my code PAGE at checkout.
This is Playing Around with Paige Renee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Playing Around podcast. I'm your host, Paige Renee. Later on in this episode, I'll be joined by co-host Sam and the founder of Tour Experience Golf and the co-host of the TXG YouTube channel, Ian Frazier. We're going to talk all things equipment, club fitting. He gives you some really great insight, so keep on listening for that later on in this episode. But I thought I would start out with some T and A, so let's just get right on into it. The first question is, when do you feel the sexiest? I feel like the popular answer to this, and most women say, no makeup, sweatpants, hair tied up, and you know, the Drake song. That's when I feel my sexiest. And I'm like, nope, I am the complete opposite of that. I feel my sexiest when I am dressed to the nines. Hair's done, makeup's done. I'm wearing this tight little outfit. You know, the girls are popping. They're saying hello to the world. That is when I feel my sexiest. And I think that's when I shoot my content, when I'm dressed as Paige Renee. And we talk about this all the time, where it's almost my alter ego now is Paige Renee. And I feel like I almost need to do that when I'm creating content to feel my most sexiest and my most confident. And it's almost this mask that I'm wearing in a way. But it's just how I feel my best. And a lot of people talk about my clothes. It's always a big subject of discussion. And people say, oh, you do it for likes and attention. And, you know, I think everyone on social media is on, you know, they're on social media for attention. But yes, I do it because that's how I feel my best. That's how I feel my most confident, is when I'm wearing those outfits that, you know, are nice and tight. And I love it. Next question, what is your favorite golf tournament to watch? Definitely the majors, all of the majors. Masters, probably my favorite, then the US Open, the Open, and then the PGA Championship. But this year, the PGA Championship gave the US Open a run for its money, and I think that it was actually better than the US Open. So we'll see what the Open has to offer for us. But if I have to rank this year for the majors, it was the Masters so far, the PGA Championship, and then the US Open. So we will see. What is your favorite cuisine? I would probably say Asian. I love Asian food, any type of Asian food, always a go-to. But it's not like my favorite meal to have. Ice cream is my most favorite thing to eat. If I had one last meal, it would 100% be ice cream. And then probably corn dogs and a grilled cheese, or like mac and cheese. Anything with cheese. What turns you on, cheese? No. What turns me on the most? I think a good sense of humor. that's something that I really appreciate in someone else, as someone who can laugh at themselves, can make me laugh. I like to laugh. I think I have a really great sense of humor. I know some people say that I take myself too seriously. I'm always playing the victim on social media, which is a lie. If one headline goes viral from this podcast, I hope it's this one, because people are constantly like, you're always playing the victim and you never own up to what you do. And so New York Post, please write about this. I want to read Paige Sporanic owns up to her brand and is unapologetically herself. Done. Period. I love how I got there from What Turns You On the Most. That's just how my brain works. Would you ever consider running a golf clinic for beginner golfers? Yes, 100%. I have been wanting to do this for the longest time. My ultimate goal in all of this is to make enough money where I can open up my own golf course with amazing driving range, an amazing group of golf instructors, and help everyone become a better player, but specifically junior golfers. That is a passion of mine and something that I really want to do and something that I'm working towards. That is the long-term goal. So every time someone would be like, how do you see yourself in 5 years or 10 years or 15 years? And I never really had an answer. And so one day I just sat down and I said, what am I most passionate about? Why do I do this? And the reason I do this is to grow the game of golf. And to do that, it's through great golf instruction, through the junior golf level and, you know, beginner golfers, getting people into the game. So that is what I want to do. How long did it take you to teach Nico tricks? So I taught him where I go bang and he'll play dead. But I got to give my mom a lot of credit for this one. She loves teaching Nico tricks. And so she did majority of the work and we would do some of them together. But she did so many from the very beginning. Like as soon as he was a puppy, he could sit, he could give paw, he could do all of these things. And he can do so many tricks. It's actually really impressive. Nico is a very smart doggy. Who's the best looking professional golfer? Men's and women's. I would say, you got to go with Adam Scott. That's a popular pick. And on the women's side, there's a bunch. There's a lot of really beautiful female golfers. I think Nelly Korda is the full package. I think she speaks well. She's beautiful. She has a great personality. Clearly, she's an amazing golfer. She looks incredible in all of her editorial pictures that she does. She can do high fashion. She can also do her fun, really candid pictures that she does on Instagram. So yeah, she's a great follow. What is your favorite hobby that's not sports related? I've talked about this on the podcast where I've gone through a lot of therapy, and one thing we were working on in therapy was getting hobbies, because from a very young age, I really just got into sports and I was a competitive gymnast and I went to golf and I didn't have time to do anything else. And so my whole life has revolved around being the best that I could possibly be in sports, gymnastics and golf. And after golf, it was social media. And so I've always been really driven on one singular goal, and I have never put any of my energy into hobbies. And my therapist said that that's really unhealthy, and you do need to get away and have hobbies and have other things in your life and other interests. And that was something that was never a part of me or my life. And so that's a very long-winded way to say that I still don't have any hobbies and I'm a work in progress. What's your advice on overcoming fairway bunkers? Fairway bunkers are difficult for a ton of different reasons, but the biggest reason is that you never practice them. There are very few bunkers on practice facilities. And most of the time, if there is a bunker, it's a greenside bunker and you can't hit fairway bunker shots. And so when you're thrown into a fairway bunker on the golf course, you're looking at it and you're like, I've never hit this shot before. Or the last time I did is when the last time I was in the fairway bunker and I didn't hit it well. And so you never practice it. So when you dig your feet in, you need to choke down. Most people will not choke down, but they forget the fact that they have dug their feet in at least an inch. And so they'll always hit it fat because of that reason. A lot of people also struggle with hovering the club because they're so used to holding it on the ground. So when you're practicing on the driving range, hit a few shots when you hover the club, and that way you can get the feeling just a little bit. So choke down, stabilize your lower body. If you have any excess movement in the bunker, your feet are going to slip, you're going to dig back into it or hit it thin. So minimize your leg movement, choke down just a little bit, depending on how far you dig in. If you dig in a lot, then choke down a little bit more. So choke down accordingly to how much you dig in, and then hover and practice that on the driving range. And that should help out your fairway bunkers. Can you do a leggings haul on your site in the future? Yes. So as you guys know, I have my subscription site only page. You guys are loving it so far, which makes me so happy because I've put so much into that. And my team as well has worked really hard on creating a really great product for you, the people who want to see only me, only Paige. And so we've done a lot of really great golf instruction, ton of really great golf instruction. That's something I'm most proud of, is the golf instruction there, but also behind the scenes of all of the events that I do. You guys have first access to any events, any merch drops. I just did a meet and greet with only Paige fans at the Brewers game. It was really awesome. I got to take pictures with everyone. I signed their bobbleheads, got to interact with them, and that was only available through only Paige. And so things like that, we do a ton of giveaways and fire pictures. I mean, the 4th of July is coming up and I have some really fun things planned for the only Paige community. So make sure you guys go check that out. It's literally onlypaige.com, and that's all you have to do. But that is all for today with TNA, but not for the episode. So I know you're probably like, oh man, Paige, episode's over already. No, it's not. We're going to talk all things club fitting, golf equipment. It's a really great interview, so keep on listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
It's time to get your swagger back with PointsBet Sportsbook. New customers download the PointsBet app today and sign up in any of PointsBet's live states with code PAGE to get 5 second chance bets up to $500. That's 5 straight days of second chances where PointsBet will match your losing wager and bet credits. Again, that's promo code PAGE and enjoy more live betting markets than ever before. PointsBet. Your move. Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services, or visit www.1800gambler.net. And welcoming in now to the Playing Around podcast, Ian Fraser, the founder of Tour Experience Golf, which owns Club Champion. Club Champion is one of Paige's favorite partners to work with, all about club fitting. And we're going to talk to Ian about club fitting and how it can benefit you today and get into a lot of the specific details. So Ian, thanks for coming on the pod.
Guys, great to meet you both. Thank you so much for having me.
So Ian, to kick it off, what is in your bag?
Paige, that is a great question. That is it's a revolving door right now. What's in my bag? Okay, start at the top. Stealth 2 Plus in the driver. Sim 2 3 wood, Stealth 2 5 wood. I have PXG 0317 CB irons, and I have some custom SM9s from Wedgeworks. and a Scotty Cameron putter. But every day, every hour, it's subject to change. I always say to people, it's a results-driven business. If you're not performing, you're out the door.
I wanted to ask that because most people see tour players who have, you know, all Callaway, all TaylorMade, all Titleist. But when it comes down to it, you should actually have what works best for you. And almost 100% of the time, it's a completely different brand from your wedges to your irons to your woods to your driver. How do you feel when someone walks in and they're like, I'm a big Titleist guy. I only want Titleist. Do you just roll your eyes at that?
You know, I try and always think of it from a standpoint like it's their session. And you know, we're here to facilitate and help them just, you know, obviously get what they want out the session. But you're 100% right that we have to gently nudge them towards being, you know, this term that we kind of use and maybe sometimes overuse, being brand agnostic. Don't make it about the brands. Realistically, if they're not paying you big bucks to play their clubs, play what's right for you. And that's all that matters. I'll never forget as a young kind of tech rep in Scotland, being on the range, and we'd go to these multi-vendor demo days, and working at TaylorMade at the time, we never had any good forged irons. So people would come to us and they'd be like, you know, I want to try your driver and I want to try your irons. And I'm like, sure, come and try our driver, but go down there and see the Mizuno guy and the go see the Titleist guy. They've got great irons down there. So even at that point when I was working for a manufacturer, I was very much in the mindset that you have to use what's right for you, regardless of the brand.
So one of the biggest questions we get on the podcast Instagram account, on the page's email address, we get like, I'm an X handicap. Should I get fit for clubs? Or right. I'm starting golf. What clubs do I buy? What do you have to say to those people who maybe you're just starting golf? Let's start there. And where should they go to begin? Because I know if you can barely hit the ball, maybe spending thousands of dollars on clubs is not very realistic.
It might sound, Samantha, like a harsh like one-liner, but I always say to people, you know, unless you're low single digits, you're not good enough not to be fit. So you really have to be fit. So we want participation numbers to be high. We want people to enjoy the game and love it. There's nothing more demoralizing than using equipment that you cannot even get the ball up in the air, or, you know, you're making swings and the clubs feel heavy and you're like, I don't enjoy this game. It's just, this isn't for me. So, you know, I think the tools that we have in the bag are really will dictate a lot of our enjoyment of the game, because we want to get some reward out of being out there. We all love to hit good shots. It doesn't mean going blowing $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 in a set. That to me is not what, you know, club fitting is. Club fitting is using clubs that help you play better and enjoy the game more. So that's the most important thing for me. I don't care how you go about it and how you do it. Just don't make purchases based on marketing spiel. Make it based on what works for you.
That's a great point there, because we were talking about, my boyfriend loves TaylorMade because he likes Rory. And I'm like, but that doesn't mean that that's necessarily what's best for you. Like, I played Titleist irons growing up, and in college, I had the same AP2s for like 7 years, and I refused to get rid of them because I hit them so good. And then one day I tried Mizuno irons, and I was like, well, I didn't even know Mizuno like had average irons, and they hit them so good and you would never know. Yeah. And I'm like, Paige, I have a very mixed bag. And it's funny, we'll talk about something and she'll be like, oh, I really like this wedge. And I'm like, I can't get that wedge off the ground. So it's very interesting. One thing that we get a lot of questions about too is about the benefit of hybrids. And Paige loves her 7-wood. I have a 7-wood too. How beneficial is a club like that to a weekend golfer?
Hugely. And without getting too much into like the specifics of it, because it really is about the physics of it. It's where the center of gravity lies. It's the height of the golf club comes down. It becomes a shallower head. We pull the mass back a little bit, and that makes the ball go up a touch more. They generally are a little bit lighter. But it's just, you know, for some people who like wood, some people who like irons, the hybrid is literally that middle ground. It's the best of both worlds. So, you know, I think that really changed the game for a lot of maybe slower swing speeds that kind of they were able to get the ball flights that the tour pros got. You know, you always admire the player in the range that hits it high and far and lands soft. And you know, it just gave the average golfer the ability to play those same shots as these really elite golfers. You know, going back in a few years in Scotland, Sandy Lyle once said to me, you know, when hybrids came out and lofted fairways came out, he said, him, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Weisskopf, and I think it was Tom Watson, he said, was the other person. Those four guys had such an advantage over the other players playing professional golf because they hit their one and two irons high, and none of the other guys really hit it that high. And then with the invention of the hybrid and the sort of lofted woods, everyone can do that now. So it kind of took that superpower that those players had away from them. So I think everyone should at least try them and see what benefit they are for their game.
I definitely agree with that. I see so many high handicappers trying to hit a three iron, and mm-hmm. I would never hit a three iron. No. It's just so interesting where there's just a lot of misinformation within golf. And I think it is so tied to ego. And you're like, well, I see tour players do this, so I have to do this because I want to be as good as them. Mm-hmm. And I think there's also a lot of misconceptions around club fitting. And what is a normal process like when someone walks in, and how do you kind of walk them through a normal club fitting?
I think the first thing, Paige, is just getting them comfortable, right? Lots of people are just not comfortable in that environment. They see all this technology, they see all the shaft wall, and they're like, wow, this is a little overkill. So I think the first thing for me is just, I like to settle the person down. We send out a pre-fit questionnaire, so I know a little bit about them. So we'll just get into a little bit about them and their game, and we'll chit chat. And then after that, we baseline their current equipment. So, you know, we kind of talk about the objectives, and, you know, like I said earlier, it's their session. So yeah. we're there to facilitate what they want from their game. If they have data, you know, whether it's ShotScope or whichever Arcos or whatever company, you know, gives them some data, great. We'll look over that together, and, you know, we'll look at it from a strokes game perspective. But, you know, we're just going to start to baseline their equipment, and we're going to start to explain why maybe the equipment they've got right now, like you said about three iron, why the apex of a three iron is too low and the angle of descent is too flat, and you're never going to be able to stop a green. So we start to kind of make these or give them some examples of, if your ball comes in at 45 degrees versus 35 degrees, the green effectively expands by mm-hmm. 4 or 5 times, right? So we want that. You know, we look at the best players in the world. What do? They hit lots of greens. Their proximity is very, very good to the flag. No one is good hitting in a golf ball at 35 degrees coming into a green, especially not in the summertime. We've got no chance. So, you know, try and explain these sorts of things to them and just tell them, listen, you're in good hands with us. We're kind of here to make your game the absolute best it can be, and you'll leave a better golfer than you came in.
So I've been getting fit for a very long time, Sam as well. I mean, mm-hmm. if you play at a high level, it's just something that you have to do. I could never imagine playing clubs off the rack. And mm-hmm. I talk about working with Club Champion and how beneficial it truly is to being a better player. Mm-hmm. And I think people think I'm just bullshitting them because you hear it all the time where it's like, get this driver, you'll pick up 10 more yards. Do this, you'll mm-hmm. pick up 20 more yards. And I don't think people truly believe it anymore. I did a video recently where I grabbed a club off the rack. It was a $600 mm-hmm. club, new club. It said it had a premium shaft in it. And I compared it to the driver that I got fit at Club Champion. And there was a massive difference from control to distance mm-hmm. to the spin, everything. It just was not good compared to my fitted club. What are some of the biggest success stories that you have seen through the fitting process? Because I don't think people truly believe it. And I tell them this constantly. I'm like, go get fit because you will hit it, you know, X times farther, or your irons will be this much more consistent, or you can shave 10 shots off. And they're like, you're bullshitting me, Paige. It's not actually true, but it is true. So I want you to share some of your success stories that you've seen throughout your career.
Man, honestly, Paige, like it happens in the Bay every single day. And, you know, we share some of the fittings that we do on our YouTube channel. And I get the same as you. It's like, well, everyone you seem to have on the channel gains 20 to 40 yards. You guys are just handpicking people. It's no, this is every single day that people come through the store and get these gains. And the funny thing is, some people come through and get 30 yards on the driver and they walk away and go, yeah, that was good. I think I'll stick with mine for now. And I'm like, are you? I'm like, I want to buy it for you. I'm like, I can't possibly see you leave and let that distance, you know, stay on the table. But probably one of the coolest ones was working with Gary Woodland a few years ago. So I was doing some stuff with him, and he had came over for the Canadian Open after the Open Championship at Royal Birkdale. So, you know, inevitably playing in the wind over there, he's kind of got a little bit, he can get a bit steep in his driver anyway, and extra steep trying to flight it down and on the links. And his driver was just a bit of a mess. And he had, at that time, it was kind of the old PGA Tour schedule of, I want to say it was like the WGC was just before the PGA Championship. There was like two or three really big events coming up. So he came up and he was swinging at 123, 124 with the driver, ball speed, you know, like 178, 179. And he was flying at maybe like 305, 310. By the time we were done, he was flying at 345. His ball speed went from 179 to 185. And it was just like, you know, just all the pieces in play. And we actually made his driver shorter, but we added some head weight. We changed shafts into the shaft. He actually is still playing the same shaft today. And we kind of built a foundation for him around his driver that, you know, he had great success with, won the US Open and all these other things. But, you know, in terms of a notable, he would probably be the biggest one. And it was a showstopper. We were at Glen Abbey, just outside Toronto here, and down in the far side, the hospitality tent. And he went from hitting drives that were kind of running off the back end of the range. He was flying them into the hospitality tent, and people were kind of stopping to kind of watch. You could hear them thud off the top of the tent down on the other side. But yeah, I mean, those gains though are not just for those players. I think there's percentage gains in the 10, 15, 20%, you know, gains of distance and accuracy for everyone.
Thank you for leading me right into what I was going to ask anyway. You mention a lot of terms, right? Like lie, loft, ball speed, all this stuff that maybe if you are a weekend golfer who's a bogey golfer, who's only hit off of mats at your local range with a shitty golf ball into the water, you don't know what any of that means, right? So do you think, is that an important understanding that you need to know going into a fitting? Or do you guys do a little bit of education, or do you not even bother? You're like, I know what it needs to be at. Yeah. Let's work to get there. Do you think that's important?
I think that's a great point, Samantha. I think it's very important. I think, you know, having an understanding of why we're making your lie angles a little bit more upright. And, you know, when we start talking about, I have a term called compound club fitting, which is we try and layer performance on top of each other, right? We know what compounding interest does for our bank account. We want to know what compounding, you know, technologies and sort of technical specs of golf clubs do to make the golf club perform even better. So for someone who's leaving the face a little bit open and is dynamically toed down on their six iron, they don't really have much of a chance to square that club face. Whereas if we get the lie angle more upright and we get a golf club that rotates a little bit more, we're adding multiple things into to helping them hit it a little bit better. So yeah, it was one of my biggest goals when we started the YouTube channel. I wanted educated consumers. I didn't want people making bad purchases based on just not knowing, you know, the right information about, you know, the terms, like you said, ball speed and CG location. And it's always, you're always treading a bit of a fine line between going too technical where they're like right over my head or educating them to the point where it's useful information. So we try and sort of, you know, depending on who's in front of us, somebody who's more technically minded, we can go there with them. They love it, right? You can't give them enough technical information. And then other people, you just want to kind of gently kind of hold their hand through it. But
that's me. I'm that person.
Yeah, totally, Paige. And you know, honestly, like Gary Woodland was the same way. I always use him as an example because he was working with Butch Harmon. And I said, okay, tell me a little bit about your specs. Tell me a little bit about your delivery. What's your normal angle of attack? And he's looking at me like, he's like, Ian, Butch never turns launch monitor on, ever. He's like, I have no idea. And you know, some people are, I think that there's highly likely the 10 handicapper who goes for lessons every single week and goes and gets on a launch monitor, knows more about their delivery than most of the PGA Tour players out there. There's only so much information you need to know. I just think you need a good mechanic in the garage who's, you know, happy to take that burden. And that's the job that we take. You know, we look after the tools, you look after playing the game.
We talk about that
like all the time. Yeah, no, it's good to know because like you're saying, there are players who want to know all of that information. You're able to do that. And then there's times where someone will hand me a driver. I'm like, it's too shiny. I don't like it. But they're like, okay. It's like the look of it, the feel of it. You know, that's what I go off of. And I'm a real field player. And they're like, okay, too shiny. We'll get you a matte one. You know, like they can always adjust, which I think is great.
I think that's such a great point. I mean, I hate a driver that sits upright. I'm like you. I hate a shiny driver. I hate a driver that's too round, because I literally think like anything with that much curvature on it is surely got more roll to the point where if I hit one on the tone heel, it's going to go worse than if I do it's not something that looks like it's got a flatter face. So we have all these little, you know, internal biases towards, you know, what clubs look like or how they feel, and it shapes how we perform.
Yeah. So something that's an interesting point on that is putter fitting, that I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily consider. They think club fitting, they're thinking irons, driver, whatever comes in between. A quick little shout out on Paige's subscription site only page. In September, we will be giving away 3 free putters and putter fittings from Club Champion. Thank you, Club Champion. So can you talk a little bit about that and how important that is too? Because I feel, talk about buying shit off the rack. Like that is what people do. They see, oh my God, Scotty Cameron, and they spend $500 and maybe, I mean, the toe's 90 degrees up in the air. Like it gives me a migraine.
100%. Putter fitting is, I mean, we've said it till we're blue in the face. The stats show it. It's the club that we use the most. It's our biggest opportunity to impact our score is to obviously have fewer putts. People have no idea what their putter is designed to do. They really don't. And we start talking again, you know, again, without getting too technical, but, you know, the length of the blade, right? We extend the length of the blade. We reduce the rate of rotation. So I just simplify it. What side do you miss on most, left or right? Because if I can stabilize your club face, I can help you putt more consistently. I think the other thing that people don't realize is the value of speed versus line. It's very important, obviously, to pick a right line. It's going to be hard to hold a putt if you don't get the right line, but speed is 5 times more impactful on 3 putt avoidance than line. So when I'm looking at the player's performance, I'm looking for consistency of ball speed. So I want that ball leaving the club face at the same speed every single time. I need to know that what's in their mind, what their eyes translate to their hands translates to the putter, results in obviously a consistent result. So if I know I can get your ball speed good and I can control your club face from a direction standpoint, it's up to you to learn to read greens. And I'm good with kind of people taking their chances on that. But people don't realize nearly how impactful a fitted putter is.
I just did a putter fitting and yeah, I didn't realize it. The shape of the neck of my putter didn't fit well for me. And so I tend to miss right. And they're like, well, the way that the neck sets up, you're actually going to miss even farther right. And there was like the toe hang and all this stuff. And they were saying these things. And I'm like, I've been doing this forever and I know this. And I thought this is what, you know, I like the look of, but you could see the results. It was massive. And when I talk about this, people always say, well, you're good, so it's easy for you to go get fit because you know what you want. But people who are, you know, 20 handicaps or so, they can get fit, right? How do you work through that process? I think a lot of people don't go because they feel like they're not good enough to get fit.
Yep. I think it goes back to the higher the handicap, the more opportunity or the more benefit you stand to gain from being fit. So we can make it super simple, and things like the two-ball putter, right? They totally changed and revolutionized the way people could sort of visually line themselves up. And it's so important to get those basics fundamentally right. But like you said, the amount of toe hang you have, the face insert, do you like an insert or do you like a you know, milled face? Do you like something that has offset or no offset? Do you have something, even just being over the putter, right, over the ball and having your eye line somewhat over the ball? And if I want you to increase your arc, I make you stand up a little bit more. If I want you to decrease your arc, I shorten your putter and get you over it a little bit more. Do we want the grip to be thin where you have high release, or do we want it to be thicker and have a much slower release? So we can influence that rate of rotation at all times. And it just, I think the technology that we use at Club Champion, whether it be Sam or whether it be Quintic, I think the technology is an absolute eye-opener. The putter fit is the most fun for me because I know people don't have any idea as to what their putter needs to be for them specifically. They've done exactly what you said, Paige. They go in there, they take a look at one and they go, I like the look of it. I can get a putt fairly close with it. It feels quite nice. That'll do for me. But it does not generally translate to good results.
Yeah, I feel like the theme of the segment is misinformation. And yeah, I feel like when it comes to club fitting, one of the biggest things that I hear is I can't get fit because it's too expensive. And so I just want you to talk about the cost of it, because any equipment is expensive. And I say that it is an investment, mm-hmm. and you will have these clubs for a lot longer and you'll feel more comfortable with the clubs. And it is so worth it to go through the fitting process instead of going and getting a driver off the rack, which is still expensive, $600 or so. And then you don't like it. And then you get another one and another one. And you guys can actually do it on a budget, correct? Like you can, someone can walk in and say, hey, this is the amount that I want to spend. And what does that look like? What is the least amount of money that you think someone could spend on a new set of clubs?
I think you're absolutely right. People can come in and get, I mean, there's, I guess, some of the companies who offer more budget kind of friendly products now, maybe something like Cobra, Mizuno, you know, those drivers tend to be a little bit less than like a Titleist and a Ping. There's ranges of shafts from $150 up to $500-$600. So you're right. People think that it's, you know, I can't possibly afford to get custom, you know, fitted for a driver. The average lifespan of a driver for our clients is about four to 5 years. And if we look at the buying behavior of clients, it's like every year searching for the latest and greatest. You do that twice inside that 4 to 5 year timeline that we see our clients keep a driver for, and you're already spending too much. So I'm with you. I think it's cheaper in the long run to do it and do it right. And then most important, to be honest, is knowing that when your swing changes, and I use the word when, not if, when your swing changes, you have someone then you can go back and they can kind of readjust it. We know how adjustable drivers are nowadays with weights and loft sleeves and all these different things. Maybe it's a shaft change, not a head change, but you want to work with a technician that you trust, someone that you know has got the right technology with TrackMan or GC Quad, and they can tell you what's right for you. But you're making little tweaks over that time to incrementally get better all the time, not wholesale changes to a new driver every single year.
I noticed that too. So I go back into Club Champion all the time because they fix my loft and lies for free. And mm-hmm. that's one of the services that people don't, you know, realize that they offer, which I think is great. How do you deter people from getting excited about like a new equipment that's constantly coming out and knowing that maybe it's not what's best for you? And maybe there's not a big jump in changes every single 6 months when something comes out. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, it is definitely something we do deal with all the time. And we get people delaying their fit because they heard in 3 months there's a new line coming out from this company or that company. And I say exactly what you said, it won't make a difference. There isn't seismic changes every you know, new model of iron or driver. There isn't those leaps forward in technology. I think it just comes down to really we change as individuals, or swing changes. I mean, you're going through it right now with your swing changes. So you're probably going to look at your equipment. I think we're getting together later this year to do some equipment stuff with you. And like, I can't wait to see where your swing has got to see what equipment changes you need. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a really, really fun part of the process with you, is you're putting in all this time and I can see the differences it's making already. Your swing's really starting to look great, but you're probably not that comfortable with it yet. So in a couple more months, you know, we're going to have a look at your equipment and going to see what's changed. So I think that's a huge, huge part of it, is, you know, making those on-the-go changes, loft to light, you know, adjustments. I say to our clients, I want to look at that with you every year. I want to make sure, have a little tune-up session with you, see what you're working on. Did you make a golf ball change? That's another really, you know, underrated part of the equipment. It's the 15th club for me, is the golf ball. I mean, if we take the lowest spinning golf ball and the highest spinning golf ball with the 6-iron, there's about 1500 RPMs of difference between those two. So it's way more than we can make with the loft and lie adjustment. So you may have went, oh, I love the Titleist, whatever, and Pro V1, and then I'm going to go to a Kirkland. Those two golf balls are at 1000 RPMs of spin difference, and you've made that decision off of cost. Yeah. Right. And that whole set of clubs that you get fit for, you know, my driver doesn't work pretty good anymore. Those irons are really not good. I keep coming up short. Well, you've added 1000 RPM of spin to your irons and you can't get the ball to the target anymore. And so, you know, we're just there. We're just part of the team to help people make those correct choices, not bad ones.
Yeah, 100% agree. Before we wrap, I want to ask you, what are some of your favorite products that are out in the market right now?
I'm always a huge fan of Ping drivers. I just think, you know, Ping make incredible drivers specifically. I think they're so forgiving. They have gotten a lot faster. They used to lag a little bit in ball speed. Now they don't. They're really, really good. I think Titleist have absolutely killed it with SM9 and the wedges. I think Mizuno and Strixon are making two of the most underrated irons out there. And in the putter world, Evenroll have just released a new putter fitting system that I think is going to change the way that we fit putters in our studios. I was talking to the guys, I was in Chicago last Thursday, and I was talking to the guys about their new putter fitting kit. And there's so many things now. If actually we told you how many things there were, like the consumer, how many things there are to change, it probably would put them off. If we said like we're changing necks and weights and lengths and balance points on the shaft and grip size, but it just gives us so many more tools in our toolbox. So yeah, a few things to keep your eye on.
That's really exciting. I always love trying new equipment and everything else that's out. But Ian, thank you so much for sharing all of your insight and knowledge with us. I think that all the listeners learned a ton. If you guys want to go get fit, don't forget to use my code PAIGE. That's PAIGE. And you get a discount on your fitting. So definitely go check that out. And Ian, thank you so much again.
Thank you, guys.
Follow Playing Around with Paige Renee on iHeartRadio. Or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Win money betting on golf this year. Betting on golf is fun, but picking winners isn't easy. BetSports Golf has the data, tools, and experts to turn your Sundays into paydays. Members get in-depth articles, research tools, and our team's picks each and every week. You could bet $100 on every wager the BetSports Golf team had recommended last year, you'd be up nearly $10,000. For a limited time, you can head to BetSportsGolf.com to get a special price on a year-long subscription.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.